1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
So, live from Jim Seals Auto Farm, Jim Seals' new auto farm location at the corner of Towner and Lindale in Barstow. And we're on Barstow's beautiful west side. It's the Phil Hendry Show, and I'll be here all day today till 10 o'clock tonight. And I'm your talk monkey, and let me tell you something. Jim Seals Auto Farm has got some great deals for you today. Isn't that right, Jim?
Well, that about it, Phil. We've got a great deal, and I'll be a monkey's uncle. Can't make you do.
That's right, because today I'm in a monkey costume, and it'll be a lot of fun for the kids. Come on out here to Jim Seals Auto Farm. Get off the 10 at Lindale, travel a mile to the man with a smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm. And we're kind of celebrating Planet of the Apes. Am I right, Jim?
Planet of the Apes.
That's right. We're celebrating the release of Planet of the Apes. We'll be a monkey's uncle if we can't make you a deal on these beautiful new 2001s. And remember, these 2001s have got to go. They have got to get out of here because...
Stand by.
These 2001s have got to get out of here because this is the time to make a deal at Jim Seals Auto Farm, located here at the corner of Towner and Lindale on Barstow's beautiful west side. It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse of value. The 2001s have got to go.
It's a damn dirty eight paws off of me if I can't make a deal.
That's right. We won't take our damn dirty eight paws off of you. Oh, did I read that?
Get your damn dirty eight paws off of me.
Get your damn dirty eight paws off of me. We're going to take a brief time out. We'll be right back. The Phil Hendry Show here live from Jim Seals Auto Farm. All right, who screwed up that copy?
Let me check, Sammy.
It's not supposed to say, get your damn dirty eight paws off of me. It's, we won't take our damn dirty eight paws off. God, it's hot.
You want some water?
Yes, I'd like some water.
Get the people out here.
Mr. Seals, we're going to do everything we can to get listeners down here, okay?
Stand by. 10 seconds, Phil.
Would you not shout in my ear?
What?
Would you not shout in my ear?
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Back here at Jim Seals Auto Farm, Phil Hendry, we're at our new location at the corner of Towner and Lindale. As you, if you've ever visited Jim Seals' beautiful auto farm location out there in the valley, that truck just went by. Same to you. If you've never visited Jim Seals Auto Farm location in the valley, come on out to Jim Seals' beautiful new auto farm here at the Towner and Lindale in Barstow on Barstow's beautiful west side. You can come on down and see me in the monkey costume, watch me do all my funny voices, and in about an hour I'll be getting into the specially built jungle gym here at Jim Seals Auto Farm and swing from bar to bar as your kids can throw water balloons at me. The first kid to knock me off the jungle gym, your mommy or daddy will get 5% off the... Tell him not to throw the water balloons yet. No, you don't throw them yet, son. Yeah. Everybody's having a ball down here. Jim Seals on.
Get your big paws off of me.
Okay. We'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show live from Jim Seals Auto Farm. It's not get your damn dirty eight paws off of me. We won't take our paws off of you.
Take our paws off of you for the company deal?
Yeah, would you get off that two-way, please?
Stand by, Phil. Mr. Seals can carry on a two-way.
Phil Hendry wanted in sales office.
God, how did I get roped into this?
You said you wanted to do more remotes.
I know I said I wanted to do more remotes. I didn't say that I wanted to be out here in freaking Barstow. What is it, 120?
Yeah, like a little monkey costume.
Yeah, the monkey costume's hot, man.
Now, how's it read, Phil?
It's supposed to read, we won't take our damn dirty eight paws off of you.
Take a damn dirty eight paws off you.
Until we make you a deal, something like that.
We'll make you a deal.
Right. And you will say that when I say, come on down to Jim Seals Auto Farm, it's a madhouse of value, and then you say,
we won't take a damn dirty eight paws off of you until we make you a deal.
That's right.
And how do you get that monkey's uncle line?
I know. I'm a monkey's uncle if I can't make you a deal.
Right.
All right.
Stand by.
Quit yelling in my ear.
What?
Quit yelling in my ear with that.
5 seconds. Go.
And welcome back to Jim Seals Auto Farm. It's the Phil Hendry Show broadcasting live here. Jim Seals is the Tarzan of car sales in the Upper Desert Sulfur Belt. Look no further than Jim Seals.
I won't cheating you when it comes to a good deal.
We're not monkeying around here. We've got frozen bananas for the kids. And remember, at Jim Seals Auto Farm...
Monkey see, monkey buy.
That's right. We got to take another time out.
Hey, you're taking all these breaks for you, son of a...
Don't call me a son of a bitch. I mean, we'll be... Excuse me for just a moment, folks. We'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show. Would you please not have him scream into that thing?
Why?
Because it's loud. I'm bleeding from the ears here. Mr. Seals, sir?
How come there are no people here?
The people will come down. The listeners will come down. We just got on the air, okay?
I thought they were going to buy up some airtime.
You bought the airtime.
Cost me a lot of money.
I know it costs you a lot of money, okay? And I appreciate you buying the airtime on my show. I just got to get the listeners down here, okay?
Give out the address.
I've given the address about 600 times so far. What I'm going to ask you to do, when we get to that line, monkey see, monkey buy, don't scream into that microphone. Just speak very nicely. No, see, that's too close.
Coming back in 5 seconds, Mr. Henry. Do you want any water?
Will you shut up? God! A little hot in that suit, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hot in this freaking suit. It's an ape suit. God! Damn frozen bananas won't last 3 minutes out here. Whose idea was that? All right, we're coming back. 3 seconds. 2, 1.
You're on.
And welcome back here to Jim Seals Auto Farm. It's the Phil Henry special live remote broadcast as we celebrate Planet of the Apes with just a barrel of monkeys full of deals.
We're not monkeying around.
That's right. As you heard Jim Seals say, we're not monkeying around, and we'll be a monkey's uncle if we can't make you a good deal. Remember, it's a madhouse of value.
Get your right paws off me!
We'll be right back after this.
What is it with you? I can't read it.
Well, bull crap, you can't read. It's supposed to say, we won't take our... What does it say, bud?
Mr. Seals, it says...
Don't yell into that.
Mr. Seals, it says, we won't get our damn dirty ape paws off you until we make a deal.
Oh, God, has everybody got to scream into a microphone? Around? God, somebody get me something to drink.
Here, I went into the bathroom and got it out of the tap.
Don't they have any ice water?
No, I just pulled this.
You got this where?
I just put a cup under a tap in the bathroom.
You put a cup under a tap? Have somebody bring me something to drink, will you please? Anything, a Coke, anything. Have they got a Coke over here?
I got a Coke over here, Phil. I got some listen.
We'll get the listeners here. Don't worry.
Well, push it, will you? God damn.
All right.
5 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't. Could you speak up? I didn't hear it.
I said 5 seconds.
I heard you. I'm kidding.
You're on.
Welcome back. The Phil Henry Show is broadcasting live all day today, all afternoon, all night at Jim Seals Auto Farm. We are celebrating just a barrel of monkeys worth of deals.
Don't forget to come down and throw them peanuts.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Mr. Seals. Come on down and toss peanuts at me. I'll be the one in the monkey suit. That's right. Well, hey, we'll do anything to make you a deal on these 2000s. The 2001s. Because they got to go, they have got to go, they got to get out of here. The 2001s have got to go. They've got to get out of here. We got to sell them all.
Now you tell them the 2001s have got to go.
I just said that. Thank you, Mr. Seals. I just said that. And
Henry will be slipping on banana peels in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll be slipping on some banana peels in about 5 minutes. And
don't forget to tell them they can toss a peanut at you.
Would you shut up? You're not even... thank you, bud. That's right. Come down, and you can throw a peanut at me. And the kids, remember those frozen bananas? And how many have we got left, bud?
Ones that didn't freeze.
Don't say that. We have quite a few. They're right here in a little ice cream cart. And
Look, you're wrong with you!
Please, Mr. Seals, don't yell into the microphone. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Get your hate paws off of me!
I didn't say anything. Yes, we'll take our damn dirty ape paws off of you to make you... we won't take our damn dirty ape paws off of you until we make a deal.
Get them off of me!
What is wrong with you, man? I'm sorry, folks. That's just a little malfunction. We'll be right back. Remember, it's the Phil Henry Show live from Jim Seals Auto Farm, the corner of Towner and Lindale on Barstow's beautiful west side. I'm here all afternoon. Just look for the talk monkey. That's me, Phil Henry, in a talk suit, in a monkey costume that I'm in. Okay, come on down. Toss peanuts at me. Oh, it's hot. but it's not too hot to make a deal here at Jim Seals Auto Farm, the Phil Hendry Show.
Do it!
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Costume, and I got to stand out here in a monkey costume just because of some guy's auto farm or whatever the hell is.
Yeah, but you got to do it because you need the money.
I may need the money, but I'm standing out here in 120 degree heat wearing a monkey suit. 30 years in the business. This is where I'm at.
Stand by.
How many seconds?
Coming back in either 10 or 30.
What do you mean either 10 or 30? What does that mean?
I don't watch the word.
Well, get a watch that works.
Get that damn 38.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Seals?
I take the damn 38 paws off of me?
No. It ain't take your damn dirty ape paws off of you. It's we won't take our damn dirty ape paws off of you until we make you a deal, okay?
Now, why don't you get the frozen bear and get the people down here?
I don't know why there isn't anybody down here. I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to yell.
Anybody who's paying your salary.
Yes, sir. Hey, bud. When we get back to the station, I'm going to talk to whatever salesperson is responsible for this, because I am.
You're pissed, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pissed.
Stand by.
How many seconds?
How
many seconds before we go back on the air?
We're on the air right now.
What?
You're on.
Hi, Phil Hendry back here at Jim Seals Auto Farm, our new location at the corner of Towner and Lindale on Barstow's beautiful west side. We're here all day, and we are talking deal. I'm your talk monkey. Just look for me in the monkey costume. Bring the kids on down. They can throw peanuts at me, and they can also watch me as I swing on a jungle gym from bar to bar. They can throw water balloons at me. Also, I'll be climbing a replica of the Empire State Building built right here at Jim Seals Auto Farm so the kids can throw peanuts and rocks at me or anything that they find out on the street.
Take the Empire!
No. That's right. We are not going to take our damn dirty ape paws off of you until we make you a deal.
Get them off me!
No, it's not get them off me. It's not get them off me. Jim Seals is excited. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yeah, right, Phil. We're very excited to have Phil Hendry show here at Jim Seals Auto Farm. We'd love to have some of you people come down here, because right now there isn't anybody here. If Phil's in a monkey suit, and you can throw water balloons at him, he'll swing on a jumbo gym, whatever the hell you want to do. Don't forget, man, we got a barrel of monkeys, and I'll make a monkey's uncle out of me if I can't make a deal out of you. Remember, go a mile to see the man with a smile. I'm Jim Seals, Jim Seals Auto Farm.
That's right. Go a mile to see the man with a smile, Jim Seals Auto Farm. Get off the 10 at Lindale and travel a mile with a man with a smile, Jim Seals.
It's a madhouse of deals.
Yes, it's a madhouse of deals here at Jim Seals Auto Farm.
Frozen bananas.
Yeah, don't forget, we have frozen bananas for the kids. And
Bill Henry's got a track.
Don't push that in my face.
Yeah,
I'm going to try one right now. Boy, they sure are good. Could I have a napkin, please? They're sure good, these frozen bananas.
God, you got it all over you. Looks like dew.
Shut up. I'm on the freaking air, you idiot. Yes, they're really good.
Don't forget about Phil Hendry. Got to be wearing a diaper just by, like J. Fred Muggs, too. So Phil Hendry in the diaper.
I'll be in the diaper, and I'll be throwing duty at your kid. What is this?
Simulated duty.
You want me to put... Okay, come on down, and I'll be throwing... Hold on for just... We'll be right back after this on the Phil Hendry Show live at Jim Seals Auto Farm.
You're clear.
What do you mean I'm throwing duty at the kids?
Put your hands in the chocolate ice cream, throw it around like they throw all that crap around in the ape zoo.
Yeah, a monkey throw all their doo-doo around.
I'm not going to throw doo-doo around.
That's a monkey do.
Look, at Phil, you're down here, and I'm paying a good money, and there ain't nobody down here, all right? So I want you to take your hand, put your hand in that chocolate ice cream, throw it around like you're an ape throwing around his own crap.
I'm going to throw around chocolate ice cream like I'm an ape throwing around my own crap? How the hell did it...
Watch your language.
I got to go to the bathroom, Seals.
Can't take the suit off.
I got to take the suit off. I have to go to the bathroom.
No.
Stand by.
I got to go to the bathroom.
You can do it.
I have to go to the bathroom. What am I supposed to do?
Do it in the diaper.
I'm not doing it in the diaper. There's listeners here.
5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Okay. Okay, welcome back here to Jim Seals Auto Farm, and we're at the corner of Towner and Lindale.
Okay, I got a special announcement. Phil Henry has to go to the bathroom. He's going to do it right here in the diaper.
I ain't doing anything in a diaper.
Phil Henry's going to do it in the...
Come here, Seals. Come here.
Phil, we're on the air.
I don't care if we're on the air. Come here, Seals.
What are you going to do? What are you doing? Phil, what are you doing?
I'm strangling him. What do you think I'm doing?
Phil, you're killing him.
I don't give a crap.
Back off, bud.
Phil, come on. You're killing him.
I don't care.
Phil, you killed.
I don't care. I gotta get out of here.
Phil, don't do it. You're gonna go to jail.
I just killed Jim Seals. What do you think of that?
Don't kill Mr. Seals.
Give me the keys to that car.
Give me the keys to that car.
I'm sorry, folks. On the cell phone now. I'm out of here. Get in, bud. Get in, bud. Get in. Car. I don't care. What's that?
Oh, you got the police after us. You killed Mr. Seals.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. Let's get out of here. That's right, I just murdered Jim Seals. This will probably be my last broadcast.
Why did you kill Mr. Seals?
Oh, shut up. I never did like how much of a pussy you are, you know that? Ladies and gentlemen, I have just strangled Jim Seals of Jim Seals Auto Farm. He's laying dead back there in his parking lot. I strangled him with the cord of a telephone.
No, you're still wearing a monkey costume. You look like a jackass.
Let me take the head off. Help me get the head off. Now I'm racing down the freeway in a monkey suit.
Man, you killed Mr. Seals. Everybody go to jail.
No, bud. I'll be the only one that goes to jail if they take me alive. And I got news for you. They're not going to do that. This is Phil Henry broadcasting live from a car. Just a car I stole from Jim Seals Auto Farm. I'd like to say...
Let's talk about the deal.
What do you mean, talk about the deals? I just killed the guy.
Remember, you can take your damn 38 paws...
Oh, shut up.
It's too bad. We want you to... Did you crap in your diapers?
No, let me look.
Oh, that, well, I didn't crap in the diaper. Police are coming. They're chasing us.
Yes, they are chasing us, ladies and gentlemen, because I took Jim Seals... I strangled him. I asphyxiated him with the cord of a telephone. Am I sorry? No, I'm not sorry. Let me explain to you why I'm not sorry.
There's a red light.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean there's a red light? I got a cop behind me. Look at that. I stopped for the red light. Now he's on my rear end.
You know, never can be too careful. It could be a school crossing.
Yeah, great. What I did, folks, was I killed Jim Seals because he had me in a monkey suit. It was 120 degrees out there, and nobody showed up, okay? And he kept wanting me to read things like... We won't take our damn 38 paws off you. I'm climbing the Empire State Building. I'll make a monkey's uncle. And, oh, yeah, I won't cheat at you on a deal. That's it for me, okay?
Can we stop and get a Coke?
Yeah, sure. We'll just pull into this... No, I can't stop and get a Coke! So, I've just killed Jim Seals, and there's nothing more to say than... It's been a good broadcast. I think it's been a good 30-year career, but it's over for me.
We gonna pull over?
No, I'm not pulling over. I'm going to lead these guys on a chase. One of those chases I used to see on the TV. One of those three-hour chases. Then the guy gets out of the car. Suicide by police. What do you think of that, bud, huh?
No, please don't do it, Phil.
Well, then maybe I'll just have you get out of the car and tell him you're Phil Henry. How about that?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So as I race down the 10 freeway here on my way back into L.A., I hope my wife has dinner.
I don't want to die.
Well, you're gonna die. This is Phil Henry, broadcasting for the last time. The cops chasing me and a dead man's blood on my hands. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I don't want to die. You gotta see.
Come here, bud.
What?
Come here. I killed once. I can kill a dead.
No one is alive.
That's great. Let me just open the door. Throw his body out. There we go. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
In many ways, that's a fantasy of mine. At least it used to be a fantasy of mine when I did remotes like that, where I would go to a stereo warehouse, and they gave you a little remote kit, and it had alligator clips. And what alligator clips are, they're literally clips that look like an alligator's jaws, and you'd remove the mouthpiece of the phone, and you'd put these alligator clips on the pertinent wires that came out of the phone, and then you were broadcasting, doing your remote broadcast from, you know, some whatever, Ed's Stereo Pit, Mama Leone's Pizza Horror, you know, Biff's Chili Lounge, wherever it was that they sent you, and come on down. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that really works. You'd be down there, and maybe like three people would show up, and they'd stare at you as if you were an ape in a cage. And, oh, that's what he looks like. And then they'd just keep walking. In a lot of ways, that's the way the remotes we do these days are like. It's no different. Just people sort of wander by you. That's why we don't do remotes anymore. Plus, doing a remote for this show, this would entail. By the way, did we ever get the equipment together for doing live remote broadcasts? We need the money. What do I have to prove? What?
You have to prove to buy it all.
I have to prove to buy it all.
Approve it.
It has to be I have to approve it. Oh, okay. Because we do want to do some remotes, like we did at the museum and some other places, with equipment. But to do remotes for this show takes an enormous amount of equipment, a large expenditure, a huge cachet of crap, which I'm sure we'll be able to pull together. So anyway, that was the way those things were, and you'd make yourself like $20. I did a remote once from a furniture showroom, and I remember thinking, it was my first gig in radio, that they wanted me to do this remote broadcast. They went down there thinking, wow, remote broadcast, people must really show up for things like that. I know I would. And I was girding myself for like 100, 200 people. I get down there, it's like there's a one woman on a walker and another lady who was blind, I think. She was, so one woman on a walker, another blind woman, and the manager of the showroom standing there looking angry. Is this it? This is all you get? This is all I can get? I mean, I was working at a radio station that was playing Percy Faith records, and it wasn't my fault, I don't think, but I took it personally, and, you know, that was it. That was the end of my self-esteem as I know it. So I don't know how I got to this level of radio, but I must have done it with a gun, a whip and a gun. I strangled a few of those guys, or should have. Come on down here, man. Come on, Phil. Come on. Yeah. I got it, okay? I got it. This is what those guys would say. You know, come on. Come on. Why, here's what you ought to do. Yeah, don't tell me what to do. Get out of here. Okay, I was thinking of sending my kids back east for a couple of weeks of the end of the summer. And, oh, look at this. America West just lost a few more. Yeah, hello, America West. Could I send my kids to, like, London? Oh, I understand you're having problems. Sounds like a great airline, especially when you read like three times in the news that America West is losing kids. Hey, why don't I send my kids on that airline? But the thought is, it can't happen again. What are the odds? What are the odds? Do you remember a few years ago when there was a bomb threat on a Northwest Airlines jet from Paris to Detroit? And this was right after the Pan Am Lockerbie thing, and people were nervous as hell. And they decided that they would clear the plane out and check it because they didn't want another Lockerbie. They didn't want another one of these horrible things to occur. So they just cleaned the plane out. They had drug sniffing, bomb sniffing, panty sniffing dogs, you know, anything. They got the dogs on this plane. They sniffed everything. They sniffed the crotches of the guys that were filling up the fuel. They were sniffing out just all over, sniffing coke. They were doing lines. The dogs, just anything that you could do with your nose, these dogs could do it. And they finally got the whole plane clear, right? Well, the law, I think, says that the airline has to tell you they must inform the passengers of any threat against the aircraft. And they had informed the passengers there, leaving Paris for Detroit, you know what? We had a threat. You can certainly rebook another airline flight if you want. And 99% of the people did. But there were a few who didn't. Now, what would you do? What would you do, Craig?
Stay on the plane?
What about you, Mike? You'd stay on the plane. Do you want to know what they did with these people? There were like five people who took this plane. First class service all the way. They let them sit up in first class. There's only five of them on this plane. And they're eating the beef bourguignon or whatever the hell they're serving. And they got wine coming, bottles of wine, carafes, large vintage brandy. And these cats lived large for their big, whatever it is, 8-hour flight to Detroit from Paris. And I thought about that. I thought, well, of course. They just checked that plane. It's the most, it's the safest plane in the air. Why wouldn't you fly it? It's the safe, it was the safest plane flying that day anywhere in the world. And yet these people said, no, I gotta, hell no, I'm not taking that plane. You mean there was a bomb threat on that plane? Yes, sir, there was a bomb. Well, I'm not taking that. You mean after you check it over with drug sniffing and bomb sniffing and panty sniffing dogs, the bomb might still be there? Yeah, well. And because of the less weight, the airline saved tons of money on the fuel. So these people are traveling in style. The airline saves all kinds of jimmy. The rest of those schmucks are packed into some other planes that are, like, overloaded. Everybody on standby, you know. Well, I did have a first-class seat, but will you take coach back row? You can't tilt the seat back? Sure. Why not, okay? Just as long as I'm not on that stinking plane with the bomb. Yeah, well, I know how you feel about that. And these guys, they flew back to Detroit just in a beautiful way. And, you know, probably, I think all of them were holding coach tickets. It, you know, your reason just deserts you. I'm not saying it's unreasonable to send a kid on America West. It is a little goofy. I mean, come on, you guys. Get it together. You want to do, you know, it's like Mo Howard. You want to slap one of them across. Come on, will ya? The kids are getting lost. Hey, Mo, I lost another kid. What are you? Losing another kid? We lost three already. It's making the, come on, you numbskulls. It's making the national wires. Oh, Mo, the kids are, cross the face with these guys. Come on, wise up. I don't know how it's done, but I said it before and I'll say it again. You got to start getting some people in there with a college degree. No offense to the fine people who work on the ground, but some of them, they, you know, there's got to be some kind of a college degree you can take in travel, flight, service, something or other, administration, some kind of a crap. If you can take hotel management in college, you can get a degree in hotel management. Can't you get a degree in flight, airline, reservation, ground management, get kid to over here degree? A degree in getting a kid from here to there? And if they do that, maybe it'll clean up. I don't know. But the whole thing is really due for an overhaul, man. And as much as I fly, and I'm going to be flying again next week. We're going to Mexico. As much as I fly, I see it all the time, and, you know, I keep my mouth shut. I don't go ape. I see people going ape at the ticket counter, screaming and yelling. I understand how you feel. It ain't going to do any good, you know. And, but they really do have to, like, get something going. I mean, we got to start putting LoJack units on our kids before we send them on a plane, you know, a little beeper, find out where they are. The kid's where he's been routed through Moose Jaw, but he's on his way back. Routed through Moose Jaw. And a good friend of mine came in from Miami last week. I was talking with him, and he says, well, I'm on my way back to Miami. I said, really? Well, that's only about a 4.5-hour flight. Well, no, not the way we came. Well, what way did you come? Well, we're landing in Phoenix, then we're to Denver, down to Dallas, then we're going to New Jersey, and then down, I think, Atlanta, and then Miami. But we saved $100. What is that, like a 9-hour flight? Well, but, you know, I took the goofiest flight of my life going from San Diego to Miami. Check this out. I flew from San Diego to Atlanta, Atlanta to Miami, and then Miami to Fort... I needed to go to Fort Lauderdale. Dumb me, I figured, well, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, there's no difference. Oh, yeah, there is. When it comes to an airline ticket, there is, because they both got international airline airports. So I'm flying from San Diego, Atlanta, Atlanta to Miami, and then Miami to Fort Lauderdale, which is about 5 minutes in the air, tops. The guy doesn't even get it up to full power. And I'm going to jumbo jet this L-1011. He's going up the car. Literally, Mike, it's about a 15-minute drive, let alone flight. I could have got off the jet, rented a car, gone up to my house. My car was parked at Fort Lauderdale Airport. I could have got off the jet, taken a cab to Fort Lauderdale, gotten my freaking car. But I'm sitting there like a dumbass. Excuse my French. Steady as a freaking rock. And the reason I did that is because you get that kind of herd mentality. You know, you do and say and go where they tell you to do and say and go. So I could have got in, got out, ba-boom, ba-bing. I didn't. I'm sitting there. And the plane, I said, this is going to be good. I said, are you putting me on? No, sir, we're flying up to Fort Lauderdale. Really, in this thing? Oh, yeah. So I said, this is going to be really interesting. So the guy taxis down there. I think he took off at about 5 miles an hour. He just kind of went up about 200 feet, kind of made a left turn up the coast to Fort Lauderdale, and then just drove right in there, man. I don't think the guy was more than 200 feet off the ground. the whole time. And I'm sitting there on this plane. And the time it took the passengers to get off and to get all the other crap on or whatever they're doing, I could have gotten a cab, gone up there, got my car, gotten home, flipped on the tube, had myself a couple of beers, and they'd still be in the air. So there you go. All right, anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show. We're back from Jim Seal's Auto Farm. I have committed homicide, and I feel good about it. I feel cleansed. 1-800-449, what is the number again? 448-93-555-555-555. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay. President Bush is on a month-long vacation. He's in Texas, and apparently he was out doing chores today. Now, there was a time when I would hear about a president fixing a fence, mending a fence post. No, that doesn't work on me anymore because now I'm a homeowner. It took me a long time to be a homeowner. Now I know what you really got to do. You got to hire a guy to do that stuff. So don't tell. And besides, when you got enough jack to hire all kinds of guys to do that stuff, now I understand that maybe this is the way he relaxes. President Bush relaxes by fixing a fence or fixing a gas stove, for instance. It's just the way he relaxes. He likes to, you know, fix the gas stove, then turn it on, and then it blows out half the house. Just a flame, a ball of fire you can see for 3 miles. Lights a cigarette, starts to fix the stove. Now, I'm not putting the guy down for not having any brains. The guy's smarter than me. He's president of the United States, okay? This is me, the Democrat, talking now. And you know what? I don't even want to mention my political party affiliation ever again, because this is like a disease that is running rife through talk radio and hasn't abated in 10, 15 years. This, are you a liberal or a Democrat? Are you a Democrat or a Republican? Are you a liberal or a conservative? Are you a this or are you a that? On what side of the fence? On the left? These guys who can't entertain, they can't get anything said, they can't get anything done, they can't knock anything out of the park or even close to the fence unless they get some political affiliation or something political to talk about. They want to bag every day with these guys of some negativity coming out of their mouths. Not me. All I said was President Bush would light a cigarette and blow his freaking house off the foundation. The guy ain't stupid. You dig it? Anything anybody wants to say about this, he's not stupid. He got elected president. Figure it out.
Boy, this guy's a real moron. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you got it there, Ace. You got it, Mr. Egghead. Yeah, he's real stupid. He doesn't know what a whole lot of zeros are. He's driving two freaking Lincoln Continentals. How can people say the guy is dumb? Maybe the guy is bought and paid for by a few people, but he knew what he was doing when he got into it. Maybe he went ahead and struck the deal with the devil, but he knew what he was doing, okay? He didn't just get hornswoggled into that. He's agreed to do certain things for certain people. That's the kind of president he is. Yeah, he's real dumb. But I will tell you this. Cut it with the photo ops about working around the house, because nobody's buying it. There's one president that I heard of, only one, that I ever heard of, because I happen to know people that worked with the guy on Habitat for Humanity down in Florida, was Carter. This guy can actually, he's actually a carpenter. He knows how to hammer a nail. He knows how to, he's got a tool belt. He actually puts 2x4s together. He can build a house. You ever heard of such a thing coming from a president? And these guys, these friends of mine were carpenters and did some volunteer work for Habitat for Humanity. And they showed up on the job site, I guess about 6 a.m. Carter's already on the job like a half an hour giving them crap. Yeah, hey, you guys decided to get out of bed, huh? I mean, if you've ever worked in construction, this is the life. You know, you get to the job site, there's always a guy there ahead of you giving you some kind of crap about going to McDonald's first for an Egg McMuffin. Or stopping for coffee, and he was apparently giving them all kinds of bother, man, about whatever. They were late for the job. So this guy, I mean, Jimmy Carter, if he had to, could build a house for himself. You know, if he had the tube, if he had the materials, he could build a house. If his house got knocked down where he lives, it's very likely by a tornado. Well, not what he lives in, though, so I take that back. Say he lived in a trailer like he used to. Then he'd be able to build himself a house. There ain't another president I can think of that could do that. Bush ain't it. Because I guarantee you, Daddy didn't have him out there hammering two-by-fours, you know, pouring cement footing, pouring a driveway or something. Come on, George, let's go out and pour a pool deck. Okay. Gunniting some steel somewhere. He wasn't doing it. So you don't buy that. And when I saw this thing about he's going to relax by doing some chores, you don't relax that way. Any man knows the way you relax is sucking a brew and watching TV. Bull crap. Maybe you relax by going down and trimming the petunias or something. I mean, yeah, there's a few people. But you don't relax by patching a hole in your horse barn or whatever he's got. I don't know what he's got down there. He's got... Because it makes you think if a person hears that and they're still sort of prone to those old American tales of yore about, you know, living on the farm, and they think, oh, hey, well, that Bush is just like me, man. He lives in some crap can down there in Texas. Yeah, he's got to go out and he's got to set the crapper up right in the road, man, before Laura can go out there and do her thing. He's got to go out and get the outhouse set up right. Hey, he's just like me, man. There's nothing different with this guy, you know. He's got a horse and buggy or whatever the hell he rides. Maybe he's got the cars up on blocks in the garage, and he's selling the eggs for a little money this summer so he can go down to the general store and buy himself a big, fat, cheap cigar or something. But that would be beautiful if it was like that. He's got to, like, sell the eggs to pay for his own Secret Service protection. I don't know, but obviously it isn't like that. Although a lot of people wish it was, right? God damn, we pay too much money for these presidents the way they live. Why don't they go out and sell, like, eggs and stuff and raise money, have a car wash, have to get out there and sell some freaking lemonade and pay for his own Secret Service protection? Yeah, to save you some tax money? Yeah, that's right. I don't want to spend any tax money. That's great. We'll just have the president go out there and sell lemonade, get a little Secret Service protection going, and if he gets his brains blown out, it's his fault, right? That's it. That's where a lot of these cats are. In other words... If the president gets shot, it's his fault.
Well, he should have bought better protection.
Because you want to save your tax money.
Yeah, that's right. I want to put up a wall around my house.
So, no, it ain't happening that way. And you know it, and I know it. So why do they report it that way? He wants to relax with chores. He ain't doing any chores. He's down there. He's got his ass parked on a sofa someplace. He's watching ESPN2, the Extreme Games or whatever. He's going to watch a little sky surfing. You know, he's going to do a couple of Jaeger hits. And for all we know, maybe he's in the back doing some bong hits. I realize he's got the thing with the juice, so he can't do that. But maybe he's in the back doing a couple of bong hits. You know, they say, and I do not hold it against the guy at all. They say that alcoholics, many people have a substance abuse problem with alcohol, do return to, a little herb because it's a curative, it's a sedative hypnotic. You know, you're not going to go out and... I mean, most people are going to drive their car into a telephone pole after smoking dope, but you never know. I mean... Looking at his kids, his two daughters probably would. And look, if it helps the guy, I say go ahead and smoke all the weed you want, Mr. President. And I say smoke more, personally. They should show the reality of the situation. He's not mending fences. He's got Bob's Fence Company out there. And because I was about to put a call in down and say, hey, Mr. President, I got some problems with my sprinklers, man. You want to come out here and unplug the freaking plumbing? He's cool. I like him, man. And he ain't no dummy. Okay, it's the Phil Henry Show. Our website is up and running, philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. Visit it. Vote on our daily poll. See all the different features. The website is finally here. It is finally. It's the best-looking website on the web. philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. Check it out.